It is said when Sanatana Goswami had become very old, he still continued to keep his vow of circumambulating the Govardhan Hill every day. So he was so old that when he would be going on the parikrama, his body would be trembling and it would be perspiring continuously. So when once Lord Krishna observed this, he took the form of a very simple cowherd boy. And he also accompanied him, walking with him. And seeing the eagerness and enthusiasm of Sanatana Goswami to his commitment of circumambulating Govardhan, there were tears in the eyes of this cowherd boy. So he came and asked this Sanatana Goswami, while wiping his perspiration from his body, that you are so old, why do you have to perform this great vow of walking such a long distance every day? And he told him to wait for a minute, and he climbed up the Govardhan Hill and put his own foot on the Govardhan and made an impression of his own lotus footprints. And he brought that piece of stone down and showed it to Sanatana Goswami. Look at this. Lord Krishna has put his own footprints in this. And if you circumambulate this every day 4 times, that will be equivalent to circumambulating the whole of Govardhan. And he assured him that you don't have to struggle like this every day. And then the cowherd boy accompanied him along with the Govardhan stone up to the place of Sanatana, and then delivered the Govardhan Shila to him, and suddenly disappeared from the sight. And Sanatana Goswami came to understand that this was none other than Krishna himself. And he obeyed the instruction of Krishna thereafter. We can easily see that the material world is filled with people whose hearts are flooded with stinking selfish desires. And such selfish desire for one's own body can at best extend to love for one's own community, or those people who speak their language, or people who belong to their state, or at best their own country. So always the love of the living entities in the material world is compartmentalized and often selfishly oriented. But the love of the devotee expands more and more and more, and finds its full satisfaction in selflessly loving and serving Krishna, like you find in Sanatana Goswami. Only by understanding the vastness of this love that exists in the heart of the pure devotees, one can give up all sorts of compartmentalization that brings about the feelings of friend and enemy, the discrimination between my person and your person, my community and your community, my state and your state, my country and your country, my and yours. One can transcend these barriers only by expanding one's love up to the limit of loving Krishna, who is the lover of all living beings. And meditating and contemplating on the love of such great personalities like Sanatana Goswami and other devotees, whose hearts have not even an iota of selfishness, whose hearts are completely focused on benefiting every living being, then one's heart can also expand. Only in such a ever-expanding heart can Krishna's holy name reside. Because anyone who is struggling in the mind, along with his senses, with a selfish idea of me and mine, I and you, and trying in this world of competition to find out a secure place for oneself, can never be at peace with himself. What to speak of peacefully calling out the holy name. The scriptures abound with examples of great devotees who have achieved this type of love. And hearing about such type of love and meditating on this type of love and developing an eagerness to attain this love, then one can approach Krishna very easily. Harinam Prabhu ki.